Meeting, regular business meeting of Franklin Township Board of Trustees, February 22nd, 2024, 12 o'clock to order. I would ask Mr. Fleshman if he would open us in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the opportunity as we do the work for the township. We ask that you be with us in the meeting. And Lord, we just ask that you be with the ones that are in the war-torn areas that don't have the privilege to do what we're doing here today. For it's in your name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Jen, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Fiscal Officer Lindsay Justice, will you please give us a roll call?
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
He's got it.
I forgot all about it.
No, it's close. Patty Spencer, is she here?
I have not seen her.
Not seeing her. And I apologize, I forget your name. He just told me like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, no problem.
Morpsey has a presentation.
Yes.
The floor is yours, sir.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yep.
Am I able to pull anything up on this, or is that not possible?
We can turn that on for you, absolutely, John.
Okay.
I'm like,
Who cares?
I brought some handouts, but not enough for everyone in the room, so.
We have nobody that's going to represent the police today in this meeting?
If I could just plug this in.
Yeah.
Just for a...
No, I can't do this.
I've got a firefighter right behind me.
Not power.
He'll help pick you up.
To connect.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. No problem. Physical copies here of the presentation. Just so you have them.
We'll make sure Fiscal has it for our records, and then the rest of us will take them. Yeah. Thank you.
There you go.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Oh, this looks like a long. Yeah. This looks like a long.
Steve, you want to get the lights so maybe they can
yes,
see
sir.
This a little bit?
Jim, why didn't you get the light? Huh? Why didn't you get the light?
Well, I started doing it and then I yelled at to sit down. So I feel like I'm alone.
That one better?
That's good. You can see it better.
I think I put it in on HDMI 1. But is there like a...
A controller?
Oh, yeah, just to change the input.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Now you will have to help me out, my
Ben.
Yeah, not a problem.
I guess at this time I will make the announcement. If you have any cell phones, please silence them.
And then I just reverse the camera.
I bet you it's in her office.
If it's not possible, I can talk through it. There are some maps, but...
Let's just...
What I can do is make it tiny copies.
We've got the maps on ours, so...
Okay.
Let's just move forward.
Yeah, sorry about that. Thanks again, everybody, for giving me the time to come and talk to you today. The purpose of going out to the community is that we are currently working on our 2024-2050 Metropolitan Transportation Plan, which is our long-range planning document for transportation. Just to give you a little background on who MORPC is, if you're not familiar, we're the regional council for the region in Franklin, Delaware, parts of Union and Fairfield counties. We have 85 local governments who are members, including rural communities, urban communities, suburban townships, all through the different breakdowns. And we don't just do transportation and infrastructure, we also do development support, planning and sustainability, data research and mapping, residential services, and policy and grant development, as well as being a key partner to businesses and nonprofits. But today we're gonna talk mostly about transportation, because this plan has to do with that. As part of our planning process, we go through a population forecasting and jobs forecasting process. And for the 15 county region, we released late last year our totals expected for 2050. In 1980, the region surrounding Columbus and Delaware had 1.5 million people. Today it has 2.4 million people, and we're expecting in the future to grow to 3.1 million people by 2050. And so that population is not just bringing new residences, but also additional jobs. We expect the job total to grow in Central Ohio by 357,000 by 2050, so a lot of new demands for the transportation system. So what the MTP is, which is the Metropolitan Transportation Plan, it's the federally required long-range transportation planning document for the region. It has to look out up to 20 years in the future or more. It's fiscally constrained, so we do a fiscal analysis to look at how much money we think the region's going to be receiving from various sources like ODOT, the federal government, things like that. So all the projects proposed in here are within that fiscal constraint. And it's also a document that we have to submit to ODOT and the U.S. Department of Transportation every 4 years. And so the reason it's important, as I just outlined, Central Ohio is growing. The demands on the transportation system are changing from where they were when it was built. And another key component of this is that transportation projects have to be on the MTP in order to be eligible for federal funding.
Right.
So that includes the bipartisan infrastructure law and other federal grants. And so late last year, we adopted 6 goals to guide the MTP. They are to create sustainable neighborhoods, position Central Ohio for economic opportunity, protect natural resources, increase regional collaboration, provide transportation mobility options for all people, and to reduce per capita energy consumption. So all of the projects and strategies that we're going to be talking about are measured against those goals and how well it puts the region on a path to reach those goals. Then, so one of the documents I handed out, which is also available on our website at morpc.org, if you just search for MTP 2050, you'll find our draft list of strategies. Those strategies are broken into 2 main categories, system management and system development. So system management has to do with things like using technology to kind of manage lanes on the highway, things like that, demand management, safety and security. And then the system development goals have to do with infrastructure projects, so a new transit line, bike lane, roadway, widening of the roadway. Those are the kind of system development strategies. And so in total, after our fiscal calculation was put together, we anticipate about $35 billion being available to the region between now and 2050. On the handout and on the website, there's a web map available that shows the projects that we're proposing for the whole region, as well as it'll give you the ability to zoom in and look at your local community as well. Excuse me. So in the breakdown of funding, there's about $12.9 billion for transit expected to be available, $2.7 for freeway expansion, $1.8 billion for bike and pedestrian, and you can see how the rest of that pie chart, which is also available online, breaks down. Management and operations, which is the second largest part of that pie, also includes things like resurfacing. So that's why that chunk of it is so big relative to some of the other categories. And so the next page on this presentation, which it will be available online as well, the draft transit projects. You might have heard about the Link Us initiative. Part of that initiative is transit projects into the future. So in collaboration with that team, MORPSI kind of took those projects that were being proposed and put them into different categories depending on when funding will be available. the three corridors you might have heard about, West Broad Street, Northwest Corridor, and East Main, those are the planned BRT corridors that are expected to be funded before 2050. There's also planned transit improvements along Cleveland Avenue and East Broad Street, as well as a line that is being proposed to the airport east in New Albany area, and then a potential south corridor. And so, again, it's apologies for not having it up on the screen, but the map on the next page of the presentation kind of zooms into the Franklin Township area and looks at the projects that are proposed for inclusion in the final document. We are going out to the public right now to all of the members that will have us at their meetings and explaining to them what projects are being proposed so that we can solicit feedback. On the map here, you can see, obviously, Franklin Township is a little bit kind of in a bunch of different areas, so there's a lot of projects that will impact Franklin Township. Some of the notable ones are a bike facility on Sullivan Avenue further west, a freeway widening that's being proposed on I-70, and a few others that are of note, but I'll encourage everyone here to kind of look at the web map online, which is available at morpsi.org/MTP2050, and you can zoom in and get project information about each specific project.
Is this also in correlation with the Link Us as well as part of the funding?
Yes, so Link Us is one of the funding mechanisms that we're projecting out to 2050. So in that $3.5 billion number for the whole region, it has Link Us, it has local spending, it has ODOT spending. But yes, that's also included.
Is there any, you know, with all the monies that are being spent, you know, with allocation, et cetera, et cetera, is Franklin Township allowed to basically ask for any of that funding money? Maybe we want to do a park or something else that's not on the list.
So parks would be separate. This plan has only to do with transportation projects. So if it's a roadway, if it's like a shared use path through a park, that could potentially be eligible for funding through this. But this is strictly having to do with like the public right of way.
So I use that just as an example because I'm just kind of curious as a board, as we sit here and we hear the fundings that are what's going to be done and et cetera, et cetera. My thought is, what if we have something, what could we ask for that's not here that may be granted that would benefit the people of the township?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been putting together working groups for Link Us where each quadrant of the city, like the southwest, the southeast, the northwest, northeast, is getting together with all the different governments involved and proposing projects. The Franklin County engineer has been involved in like the southwest working group. I would recommend reaching out to him with any specific projects because Mike Andrako, he's been involved in a lot of the southwest area, and since they're kind of the sponsors behind a lot of the projects that happen in the township, I would probably recommend putting those to
him. So, the reason that I asked that, because you don't ask, you don't receive. And
Absolutely.
Could be something as simple as, I don't know, hypothetically, a road or an area or something, an intersection that may have not been on the radar.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and so that's another thing that we can take comment on through the web map. You can comment on specific projects that were proposed, as well as you can just reach out to us and say, what about this XYZ intersection or whatever the project may be. So we're definitely happy to keep that conversation moving, for sure. Any other questions on the map or project-specific questions before I move on to the next part? Okay. Again, thank you so much for giving the time. I know there's a lot of stuff going on in this meeting, but talking about our next steps, we Earlier this cycle, we put out an interactive web map where people could draw their own projects, suggest things that were evaluated. We took those, we put them through an evaluation process, which put us in this draft included projects list. That's what we're now looking for feedback on. Now that the projects have been evaluated and costed out and everything, we're looking for feedback on which projects are priorities. So again, that web map is a great tool for putting those comments in, as well as reaching out via email or phone call to any of the people listed on that MORPC presentation. The next steps are that we are going to finish the draft document, which is in progress right now. By the end of this month, we should have a draft that will go out for public comment. And then in May, our commission will take this up for adoption.
So a question that I may ask,
yep.
I know with LinkUS, it's all about moving people and et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
So what about the people coming to Columbus? Is it possible to come up with an adequate place for a bus station that links people to Columbus coming in, where there's adequate room, adequate facilities, adequate place? Because we're spending a lot of money, mm-hmm. not we.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money being spent.
Yes, yeah.
Has that ever been in any consideration of for the Columbus, Ohio area? Because like a airport, they have multiple connections together.
Yeah, so part of this plan is intermodal connectivity, which is just a word to describe essentially moving between modes of transportation. So we're working on projects that will increase access to, like, from car to airport, from car to park and ride to transit, from walking from a home to a transit stop. In terms of bigger facilities, we've been working with the FRA, the Federal Railroad Administration, on intercity rail, which is a big priority for us looking forward. That's also included in this plan, but also those regional bus services as well. So Greyhound, Go Bus, things like that will be listed in here. Those are typically privately funded developments, so they don't get a lot of money through this process, but it's definitely something that we consider, looking at the different modes and how they interact.
Because it would, to me, seem as if we had an area, as you said, Go Bus and whatever the other different ones, that people that are being introduced into the Columbus region, and then from there they would interlink with CODA or et cetera, et cetera. But even if they had a site similar to an airport where they had a site where they are charged for using the service that come, it could be Greyhound, it could be so many different ones.
Yeah, that's definitely a good idea. And I think that that's something that with the planning on the potential for downtown rail facility, that's something that could be incorporated into that, looking at
a massive for where people coming together, and then from there you can go where you need to go.
Yep, absolutely. And so just kind of a summary of where we're going to be going in the next couple months is we're working through all of the community presentations we're giving so far. We've gone to about 15 of them. We're going to 54 total different communities to present this information. The public comment period will be open through March. We have an MTP open house at our downtown offices that anyone in the public is welcome to attend. We'll be giving a presentation and taking feedback there. That's on March 19th from 3:30 to 6:30 at the MORPC offices at 111 Liberty Street, downtown Columbus. We'll then take that feedback, incorporate it into the final document, and then again, the adoption date is for our May 2024 meeting. So we'll have a final document presented to the commission, which will then vote on whether to approve that as the MTP moving forward. With that, I'm happy to take any questions, and thanks again for giving me the time to speak.
I will open the floor momentarily for the audience to have any questions for MORPC. Hearing none. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Appreciate it. Moving on.
Public comments.
Huh?
It's public comments.
We're going to move on to the question time.
Okay.
We're changing things up. Just a reminder that this is a business meeting for the Board of Trustees. Go ahead.
Okay. Just want to let everyone know, I'm going to call you up. You got 3 minutes. So completely use your 3 minutes and then ask us questions at the end. So your minutes are constructed on what you would like to say to the board. Then if you're up there additionally by us asking questions, it's not your 3 minutes that we're going into. So the first one is
this. And this just a reminder, the sign-up sheet is for questions for the board.
Okay. So, Mr. Mullins.
Yes. Well, last meeting I asked you about getting the side of Ray Avenue cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
The guys, I seen him out there a couple weeks ago. He said, excuse me, he said he measures from the center of the road in 60 feet, and that's the township's right of way, and that's it. Well, they cleaned that, which is nice, and it really was, but it stops right at what really needs cut down.
If it's not in the right of way, we can't touch it. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
So I called the city, and they came out, and I asked the guy, I said, okay, now, where's whose right of way is, you know? He said, well, yours, it's about 3 foot from our property out, you know, is in the city. He said the rest of it is the township right of way. So what I'm asked, maybe you guys could contact the city or go look at that and see exactly. So who does it belong to? You know, if they're saying this is the city and this is the township, and here's this big open space of weeds that need cut down, who they belong to? Whose responsibility is it?
Is that your final question?
Mm-hmm.
Jim.
Mr. Mullins, what we've got is for every roadway that we have in the township, we get a list from the county engineers, which tells us what our right-of-ways are. Ray Avenue's right-of-way is a 60-foot right-of-way. So you find the center of the roadway, you go 30 feet both ways. That's all we can do. That's all we can do is go that 30 feet, wherever that 30-foot line is. That's where we stop. I know Ryan was telling me that the city of Columbus seems to think that our right-of-way is deeper into there.
Right.
Only thing we can go by is what the county engineers have given us on that 60-foot right-of-way, 30-foot off the center line.
Well, you said 60 feet.
60-foot. It's a whole 60-foot, so you got to go center line 30 feet this way, 30 feet this way. So it's a 60-foot combined all the way across.
So then who is this
in between
property, or, you know, who's it up to clean this up?
I don't know.
The property owner, I would say.
But the city said theirs comes out so far, like a 3-foot thing down the...
Whoever owns that property is responsible for cleaning the brush up.
Yeah, I mean, we went to our 30-foot easement line, our 30-foot right-of-way line. If we go further, and let's just say we go further and we damage somebody's fence or we damage something, then we're going to be held responsible for something that's outside of our...
Well, see, they went right up to the problem it needs taken down, because you could see where he hit it with his, not a mower, but, you know.
It sounds like you would have to contact probably the landowner and ask them to clean it out. That's a civil issue.
I mean, I can always go to the county engineers and ask them.
So now, there was a guy out there the other day, sat there for a long time.
The engineers?
Yeah. I don't know what he was doing there.
I wouldn't know. I had no knowledge of anybody or any projects or anything going on in that area.
Well, can we find out?
I'll reach out to the county, and I'll just bring your question up to them on where the difference is between the city.
Then the city guy, I called them, you know, after I talked to that boy that came out to do the cleaning.
Would have been right.
And he come out, and that guy called him, he come out that afternoon, and I asked him, and he went back and checked. And he came back next day, and he said, we're like 3 feet in this way is the city right away. And he said, from that out to the street is the township right away. That's what he said.
Like I said, the only thing that we can go by, when I went over with Ryan and we measured everything, the only thing that we can go by is what we're given from the county engineers. But I'll get in touch with the county engineers and I'll try to find you some kind of an answer. But
I just like if it belongs. I mean, if it's the guy that
owns it, yeah.
If it belongs to the guy that you know where he spends.
I would say it's probably the homeowner. If it's not in our easement, it would be on the homeowner or the property owner.
Okay.
Thanks. We'll find, and then Jim, you can get you got contact information.
Yeah, I know how to get a hold of Mr. Bill.
Okay. So we're moving on. Cindy.
I have a question about a news report that came across my news feed and I was utterly flabbergasted. It was reported on the 11th of January that we have a funding payroll issue, overpayment, non-reported, no documentation for one of the employees, and I'm like, wait, what the heck? Why is this not something that we as the community know anything about? Having been in the position that this person is, I know all about the financial fiscal reports, paying taxes, payroll, you name it, and I was just, my mouth dropped. And I want to know what the state auditor's office is going to do with this. I haven't had opportunity to contact them, but I understand there's a big lump of money that needs to be repaid to the township.
Okay. So was this?
Wait a minute. Is that your final question?
Yeah.
Okay.
So was this that? I seen it on here that this was a. NBC
4i News.
So was there an interview to it? Did it interview someone or something that was said? Or
Channel 4 interviewed some, though it was not published, with respect to the auditor's office. And I'm like, I mean, my mouth dropped.
I did not see this news story.
I have documentation of it. I was like, are you kidding me?
So, as you know, that there's been an audit and it's going on.
Oh, I know. With Wilczek, I'm not really aware.
No,
Wilczek is not part of the auditor. So,
So the auditor did release one portion or et cetera, probably what you read. You know what we know that was out, that was put in. I can't say that because I didn't see the news story on that. I didn't know that there was a news story there.
Yes.
So basically, that was a release of what, call it their findings and et cetera.
Okay.
So I don't know any more than what
okay.
they've already given us, the same
okay.
information.
Yeah, I just
yeah, you
like,
can you can get all that information off of their website and off of their findings page.
Yeah.
But
well, and I've done that,
is,
but I was still like, wait, what?
Just
blew my mind.
Well, if that blew your mind, that's not even the iceberg yet.
No, I'm not surprised.
Buckle
you.
Up. Yep.
Okay. Robert?
Yes.
Robert, if I may, before you start, did you and I talk and I asked you to come down to the meeting and talk about the rats and the different things? Was that the same address?
16,
no, it's not the same. I apologize because I was going to fill the board in a little bit before you spoke if that was the case.
No, I've got a chicken problem.
Okay. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Okay. I've lost my neighbor 31 years. Some Ecuadorian people moved in there next door to me. I live at 1696 right behind the car wash. They've got chickens. I've tried to call all winter long and turn them in. They just let them run. They're at the car wash. They're across the street. They're out in the street. They're back on Reaver. They're in my yard. They dig around my house. They poop all over where I get in and out of my car. I don't want to track that in my house. And they don't speak English. Can something be done about this? It's ridiculous. And I don't want to kill them, but I'm frustrated to no end.
Aren't you only allowed to have so many chickens?
Are you done with your question? I mean, because I'm going to stop the clock if you're done, and then we can talk.
Yes.
Because what I want to assure is you have the full amount of 3 minutes to ask us, and then we'll respond.
Yeah, I throw rat stuff out because of the rats at night.
Right,
you know?
They eat the dropping. Right. So there is, and I don't have it. Robin, do you happen to have that? She's getting it.
They're so big they fly over the fence.
Yes, but that doesn't allow it because you have to maintain them on your property. It has to be in a certain location on your property. You can only have, I think, one rooster. There's rules and regulations.
I don't know that we can have any roosters.
Or is there no roosters?
They do have a rooster, and it comes by my window every day.
So what we can do is we will be able to...
We can get you in the contact with the people you need to contact.
Yeah, because even though we're Franklin Township, we're in Franklin County, we have to go by Franklin County rules and regulations.
I called the county. They wouldn't. They said I had to go to the township.
Wow, that's a first. See, if we were something called home rule, you could come here. It gives the board the right to actually act as an agency where they go out and correct the problem. So what happens now is we can't change rules. We can't change laws. If you had a car broken in the back, we could go tag it and be able to remove it. We're regular township, we basically are going to turn this to a zoning issue.
Right.
And we can't go knock on the door and say, hey, you got chickens you're not supposed to have. We don't have that authority. But Ms. Watkins is bringing up some information for you, and I appreciate that, Robin.
Here's one for you, sir.
Did you want copies for the board or just?
Yes, that would be great.
That would be awesome.
Okay. I'm going to keep it on my person so that I have it.
I think that's all one packet.
Okay.
I think she's going to make more.
Okay. So yeah, I know you've seen this before.
It's crazy. And you know, mowing season's coming up.
Absolutely.
So I'll be push mowing and there
and
I
you don't
want
to, I, yeah.
Track it in my house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just nasty, filthy. They dig. And then they take their wings and fly all that dirt all over it. I'm constantly sweeping
it. Is the property a rental property?
Yeah.
No. The Virgie and them, when they lived there, her son had sold the house to somebody that gutted it, remodeled it.
And then sold it.
And then sold it.
Okay.
It.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, Mr. Mazur, is this something that when... We have one person that does a lot of work as a liaison between us and the county, and she is off for a few weeks. Is that something that we can try to get a hold of the county and put it on their radar?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to be mean to them and kill them, you know what I mean? But, man, frustration only goes so far.
I understand.
I chase them out of my yard.
And they laugh.
They fly right up. Yeah, all right back. Right back, yeah.
Sir, what's your address? 1696
Ransburg. I live right behind the car wash.
So what's
1680, right next door to me.
1680.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any way, am I allowed to ask you something?
And so,
ask me the car.
When they were small, when they first got them, when they first moved in there, they've got a pen about yay high.
Yeah.
My fence is... this high, you know, and they just get up on their coop, man, and they fly over the fence.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they got straw laying back there. The
when
rats
did this
are
start?
Crazy.
When did this start? How long have they been there now?
Oh, so ever since they moved in there.
I know.
A couple years.
A couple years now. Okay.
So they've gotten so big now, I always thought you clipped the wings or something so they couldn't fly.
Right.
I didn't think
so. You can't be letting them run around your neighborhood.
They're at the car wash. Man, they run over at the car wash. They're back on Reaver. The other day, out the car.
I'm not laughing at you. I can just imagine.
Imagine, right? So they have this.
Thank you, ma'am.
So they have this thing that they carry their feed in.
Yeah.
So they walked over to the car wash
and
whoop whoop give some hoot and they see that thing and they can like kids and come.
We will get Nicole on it when she gets back and then.
Feel free to keep us abreast. Come to a meeting. I encourage you to let us know what's going on because if we can help somebody else and we see what has worked,
the neighbors
that would help
are
out.
Fed up with it.
I live on Randsburg on the other end.
Uh-huh.
I will stop at your house by Monday.
Thank you, man.
Take a look with my own eyes and get back to the people.
And that's what I was hoping. Somebody would
stop. And that's what I'm going to do.
Yes.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
Yes. Yes, sir.
But something needs to be done.
Absolutely.
It. Yes.
And we have his address, right, John?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
I'll be by Monday.
I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Mike, I mean, Mr. Levins.
Yeah.
It's on here, so you'll have it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'll be out to see you.
All right, thank you.
Bring the Fuller.
I will.
The neighbors kid me about that. They say, "Have you ever find any eggs in your yard?"
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm not sure if anyone knows about area commissions. They're very important. They're in the city of Columbus, and everybody's thought of them being a city of Columbus thing. So what they do is, you know, they could be our neighbors, but they decide what can happen within our area based on the city of Columbus. Okay, so there's like, I think three of them within Franklin Township, three different area commissions.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage you all to look up where your area commission is to the city of Columbus and attend those meetings, because recently, we have halted a development in our area that would take away wetlands and potentially affect all of our wells. You know, it's informative and you learn about what's going on in your area, not just in Franklin Township. So, I mean, I just encourage you all, and I would like to ask the trustees if they could possibly put the area commissions in the quarterly newsletter so that everybody knows. Okay.
Okay, Brenda, if I may. I'm new to running this clock, I apologize.
You'll have it down.
There's neighbors in here that are close by to what you experienced, meaning there's neighbors over on the other side of the freeway.
Right.
So what she's talking about is just on the other side of the freeway there at Brookside, you have the UDF. On the other side of UDF, behind where they have the Cardinal Homes, they have the big apartments back there.
Mm-hmm.
So back behind there, to the right, there's an empty 10 acres?
It's 18.
18 acres that runs behind the properties of the people on Brookside. They didn't come to the Board of Trustees like they were supposed to. Brenda happened to see that they were out there surveying, and she gave me a call, and I'm like, I haven't heard of anything. They were out there surveying, and they were doing drill samples. She continued with it. We found out that they're wanting to build three-story apartment buildings with a brick wall going around, and they wanted to encroach. They were asking for...
Well, they were asking to be 10 foot to our property lines, and the law requires 25 feet.
So,
but in certain areas where they wanted to put the retaining wall, it would have been 4 foot to the property line.
So when you go in your backyard, you have a three-story building, people looking down on you. But with the area commission, I went to all the meetings. I think I hit every one of them. And I represented the township in the matter and kept the board abreast. And I have it on my information to talk today when my time comes up. But since I'm talking about it now, we don't have to. Essentially, what is happening now is the developer, Kittle Company, decided that, we think they decided to back off of it. They did not purchase the property. They had the rights to purchase it if they could get the right zoning. And this was going to be a property that they now call affordable housing. And it was just going to be inundated in that area. So as Brenda alluded to, the fact that we have, we even have meetings here with the Southwest Commission that affects around here. So you can have Franklin Township property backed up to the city of Columbus, but we do have a voice to be able to go and say, yeah, that would make great neighbors, or no, I wouldn't want that factory there. So I do thank you for coming in and sharing that with us. Did you have anything else?
Well,
time.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me reset this before I go.
Here you go.
Jan?
Mine's usually the last thing to thank all the police officers, the road department, fire department, and everybody for the excellent job they're doing, especially during the snow time. Monday that was 10 feet. But just for everybody to be safe, and thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, and keep Ratliff in prayers. His mom passed away.
Absolutely.
David
Ratliff.
Yes.
Who? Dave Ratliff's mom.
Oh, so your neighbor down the street, I found out.
The one that came in and
yes.
I was going to mention that hollered at him. He passed away. One more.
So, yeah.
Chip.
Okay. Sorry.
Chip. I think so.
Chip's husband. Mine's going to be short and sweet.
Why don't you sit down?
Well,
all over.
Do it official.
Thank you.
Chip Tate, Rosemont Avenue. It's getting warmer. Those rats are coming out.
Everywhere.
You got them up here by you?
Yeah.
Is there any way, as a township, you can get a hold of the Board of Health and see if they can put out traps or whatever? Because it's just, I mean, these things aren't afraid. They're not scared of nothing.
No, I had a friend lose a dog because her dog caught one, and it made her dog very sick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it made the dog sick. Around my area, I mean, I put out poison. Neighbor across the street puts out poison, but we all have pets, so we're by the pet-friendly poison. I don't think it works. I just think it makes them bigger. So I don't know whether,
and it's like they all came from the house that got tore down or something.
So please, I'm just, I just don't know whether or not that if you can contact the Board of Health and just have, not to push myself, because I know areas are probably dealing with the same problem, but if they can have a sample area, hopefully my section, to put out traps to see if that does any good. Since they do the mosquito spray, they do the mosquito testing. Because that's the last thing we need is animals getting rabies or.
Chip, what's your physical address?
1653.
Okay.
And that's all I have. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
So, Chip, on that, I know that we can contact the Board of Health, and again, we are limited to what we can get done. But I would just, as a personal note, as a pet lover too. A lot of times if your dog gets a hold of that and there's poison that's in that rat because it came out slowly, you could transmit that to a pet, which is deadly.
Well, and it seems like the problem got worse when we tore down the house on Brown Road.
Yes.
Like they all
came out.
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense. All right, moving on.
There's nobody here for police.
Police department is out, so Mr. Mazur, you have a medical update on Officer Kidwell's medical status?
Yeah, he was out. He had a procedure done. I don't know the exact date, but he received clearance from his physician to come back on February 19th, full duty without any restrictions.
Can you make sure to let Chief Smith know that there's going to be some things covered in this meeting today that he needs to get with you and sign off on.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Moving on, fire department.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Mazur, do I need anything for the injury leaves or the
life? I just need you to update the trustees on Pearson Schmidt.
Okay. So Andrew Schmidt is on light duty. He is a fairly new hire, ended up tearing up the meniscus in his knee. Mm-hmm. So he was off for about as much time as he had. So I brought him back on light duty, and he's just out helping Todd do inspections. And
That was going to be a question I had for you.
Because if not, he's out of time and we'll lose him.
Okay.
So is that 8-hour days now?
Yeah, 40 okay. hours a week. He's just working 40 hours helping EMS coordinator Brockmeyer, myself, and Todd, whoever needs good office help at the time.
That's exactly what light duty is.
Yes. Yes. And he's excited to do it and extremely thankful for the opportunity to keep his job, even though it's not exactly what he wants to do.
Is there a time frame that they feel that he can get back to?
He goes back to the doctor March 19th, I believe, with just update of condition. They don't see him off light duty until at the earliest April.
Okay. Do you have all the paper documents?
Yes.
that you
we
need?
Do. We do.
Okay.
Yep. We do.
Now, was this an injury on the job?
It was
or
not.
Okay.
This is off.
I was assuming from what you were saying it was not.
So, Eric Pierce was an on-duty injury at the fire on Brown Road.
Yes.
He is supposed to have his MRI update today, but he's in the workers' comp system.
Okay.
So we should know more today or tomorrow about his timetable. And I'm working with Steve to make sure we have the right forms so that we do it the right way.
Yeah, we have to dot all of our I's and cross all of our T's.
Absolutely. The Phoenix Safety Outfitters is, I mentioned before, I believe, it was brought to my attention in December that we have outstanding invoices for gear that was purchased, two sets in 2018 and one in 2020, that were never paid for. So there's a then and now PO request in your guys' hands. I believe it's in their hands, maybe not. It might not have met the threshold. It's right about the threshold where it needs to come to you guys for authorization so we can pay those outstanding invoices.
Because I thought we've mentioned this couple meetings ago.
We did, but I think you guys need to sign that PO.
Have you not? Has it come across, Dark?
Or it should be on your desk
tonight. I haven't seen it.
Not yet.
Okay.
But anyway, the vendor at the time was pretty bad, and he has since been fired, and the gentleman who brought it to my attention is basically saying that it was that account rep's fault for not ever even giving us an invoice because we have no... Robin and I have looked, and we can't find any record that we just omitted paying.
Have we checked into the fact that, you know, we did buy it?
Oh, yeah, we have the gear. I did check. As soon as he brought it up, I was like, wait a minute. And so I went and looked, and it's his gear. Mm-hmm. It's that brand. It's exactly what he gave me. And so when I checked with Robin about payments from back in 18 and 2020, we just never got invoiced for it, so it just got forgotten.
Okay.
And so that was their fault. It wasn't our fault. And the rep admitted it. He said, I'm just looking for you guys to make it right, even though it was our fault kind of thing.
Okay. So at our next meeting, are we able to have what do we need to do to get a PO by the next meeting?
Yeah, we can have it together.
Okay. I didn't know if they needed something.
I didn't know if we was waiting on something from them.
No, but he has to come and ask because it's then and now. Now.
Right, okay. Right. We're not going to ask for something today.
All the paperwork is in hand somewhere.
So yes. If you would let them know that at today's meeting, that by the next meeting, the board will have prepared to sign off on it.
For sure.
Yes.
Let's see.
Yeah, see, because you guys went to the tablets, I only got printed off half the things that I needed today.
I do have a resolution for you.
I was going to say, I thought we had already put something together.
Bob has a detailed letter of explanation here. He has a copy of the purchase order, and we have copies of, how many sets, Bob? Two?
Three.
Three sets.
Two in 18, one in 20. Totaling
$4,100, and $2,345.
Yep.
Gentlemen, ask and you shall receive.
Understandable after the morning we've had. That's it.
I'm going to look it over later. Okay. Can it go on top of the checks? I'm going to sign them
under. Do we want to move on that?
I will do it today, but I just want to look it over. That's all. I'm not disagreeing. I just want to put my eyes on it and take time to read it.
All right. We will. Let's table that until next meeting.
No, I don't want to table it.
Oh, you don't?
I just would like to. Okay. I'm not just going to put my hand on it. I want to read it, and I will sign it today.
Absolutely.
I just want to have the opportunity to read it.
Fair enough.
No, I'm not trying to be confrontational.
No, you're not. Fair enough. We all have that right, and I glanced over it.
Let me read this, and then we can get
the
medical.
Mike, I think he was wanting the table so that you had the opportunity.
Yeah, no. To do I need to sign it right now? Because I'll sit here and read it. I'm just saying.
No. Okay. But it's just, he's done that for me, and I've, like, for instance, I haven't read the minutes before, and he's kindly tabled it until the next meeting.
No, I really like to just go through things. I have no doubt what you're saying. I just would like to read it. That's all.
Am I okay to read it?
Go right ahead.
This is Resolution 2024-022. It's a resolution authorizing the fiscal officer to pay Phoenix Safety Outfitters for two sets of turnout gear for the Franklin Township Fire Department. And whereas in 2018 and 20, Phoenix Safety Outfitters provided a total of two sets of turnout gear. The township now has before the certificate from the fiscal officer certifying that there was at the time of making the contract and at the time of execution such certificate a sufficient fund for the purpose of such contract in the treasury or in the process of collection to the credit of an appropriate fund free from any encumbrances, aka a then and now certificate.
So moved as the resolution is written.
You're okay with it?
I will ask for a second.
I will second.
Can we have a roll call?
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. It's 2018,
yeah.
2017, 2019, 2020
is
this what you signed? Is there not? Is 18 horrible.
And 20, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying those years, it's...
Understood.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, normally I would say, you know, hey, they just send us an invoice.
Right.
But
I just want to make them whole. They're a good company.
Yeah, what's right is right.
Yeah, and we have gear for sure. We've been using it for 6 years now. So.
Fiscal said they did. She was good with it, but I would have thought we could have went back in 2018 and checked. To
we
see
did.
If the all you've done.
Yeah. We've
okay.
done all the research all right. and homework, and there is no
so
record
you,
of the invoice.
But you know the money was appropriated. Like,
oh, no,
you would have had to have had gone before the board in 2018 and asked for permission to buy the stuff. I'm not trying to open up a can of worms here.
I'm
good with
that.
It. I asked her. She's a fiscal officer.
Yeah.
She's good with it, so I signed it. So that's just my thoughts on it.
Understood.
Anything else for us?
Yes. The last thing is, well, I've talked previously about switching EMS billing companies.
Mm-hmm.
Change Healthcare got bought out by a bigger company. They are now releasing all the contracts to the smaller EMS distributors. So you allowed me to research further, and we found MediCount is a smaller local company out of Cincinnati that does EMS billing. It'll save us 0.25% on fees, which isn't nothing, but we're gonna get more personal care account reps again. And the contract has been through Pete Riggs' office and
yes,
is returned
sir.
With the with their thumbs up. So I would just ask you for permission to bring that contract to you for signature next meeting.
Yeah, and get with fiscal to get any resolutions that you need or anything. Yeah. I'm okay with it, are you guys? I mean,
if you guys have any other questions about it, it's...
You might send it to all the boards.
Yeah, could you send it out to all of us so we can read it over?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That'll be coming before I ask.
You have anything else?
I do not.
I do. I know this has been a thorn in a lot of people's sides. Ponderosa. I want an answer of what day that building will be on the ground by next meeting.
Okay.
It's not an option anymore. It's been way too long, and I like to have follow-up from Todd if he wants to come in here and brief us at next meeting on what's happening with Shakers.
Yep.
And what's happening with the old
urgent care.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I was seeing the building and the address and I couldn't remember what was in there, but I'm whatever we need to do, I want a date of when that building will be on the ground, because this playing games with the owner of it ends now.
Gotcha.
It's been way too long. It's an eyesore. That's an area that, you know, we deserve. These residents in this township deserve better than to have to drive by something like that.
Agreed.
Thank you.
I had a conversation with
Todd. You and I talk and see if we need to pursue that, even though it's a commercial property.
We are.
Going down a nuisance and see what our expense is going to be to take the three down.
Okay.
Because I've had conversations with the environmental court specifically on the urgent care.
Yeah.
And they're kind of rooting for us, the environmental court, like we did on Brown Road, to lead to take the ball on these three buildings.
Yes.
So we'll keep in communication.
Absolutely.
Terrific. Thank you.
Just not to
prolong
it.
I've got business owners calling me all the time about it.
Todd gave the guy one last deadline. He missed it. He won't return Todd's calls, so
okay.
Todd was going to follow up with the call, obviously.
All right.
So,
thank you, sir.
Thanks, Chief.
Road Department.
I have nothing.
You have nothing. Thank you for the thank the crews for the good job they did with the snow.
What's that?
They're always on the ball with it. So we thank them and. Luckily, we haven't had a big snowfall where they've had to be out for days.
The only thing I can say is just kind of give you an update. We did pick up the new leaf bag. It's in the
Yeah, that's right. I did see it this morning.
Box. Yep. So we're
finally.
I'm easy. We're done.
That's a long cry from what they said it would be.
Oh, yeah. Supposed to be at it back in September.
I think you and I talked about it about this time last year. I think you talked to the board about it about this time last year.
Mm-hmm. Only took a 5 months, almost 6 months longer.
All right. Moving on. Fiscal Department, you got some stuff for us, huh?
Yes, I do. So the discussion concerning Jeff Wilczek, he's asking for another 200 hours, which you guys have been steadily doing is 100. Seems to work. I think we're on 19 or 20. Of trying to finish up mirroring the state with the audit stuff. Yeah, I didn't have it. Before we transition into the new audit. So that's up to you guys if you want to do the 100 or the 200.
Is there 200?
He's asking for 200. We've been doing the 100 and just taking it as we go.
What would you prefer?
The 100 would be fine.
Let it happen.
Okay, well, that's up to you guys.
If 100, I'll make a motion to.
Not a motion, maybe a resolution.
Yeah, go ahead and read the resolution and then we'll sign it once you correct it.
Okay. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves to accept engagement letter number 24 between Franklin Township and Jeff Wilczek, CPA, retired. For 100 hours at 55 an hour for a total of, which that number's have to be changed, so it'd be, what, 6,500, or I mean 5,500, because he has 200 in here, so we'd have to. We just have to correct those two things.
Can you ask Mr. Wilczek when he is going to brief the board like we had asked him?
Yes.
Mr. Mazur can answer that question.
Any question?
Briefing the board?
Jeff briefing the board.
He wants to know when Jeff would like to brief the board.
He would like to be on the agenda for March 7th.
Thank you.
Okay.
With that being said, I'll move on the resolution as written, and I'll ask if there's any questions.
No. Okay.
Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Okay. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. So we're going to sign the corrective one?
Yeah. We're going to have to...
We'll come back in a second.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Anything else for us?
Yes.
I guess you do have more for us.
Two more things. Motion to approve accounts payable. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board make a motion to approve accounts payable from January 25th, 2024 through February 20th, 2024 in the amount of $310,710.42 from check number 69888 to 70012 and electronic vouchers from 164-2024 through 334-2024.
So moved. I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
That's payroll. We all know.
Well, payroll. Sorry.
You said bills.
Yeah, no, it is. It's you're right. It's accounts payable.
Accounts payable.
Yep.
I'll make a motion to pay accounts payable. Hearing, is there any discussion on it? Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Okay. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Okay, and the last thing I have for you guys is motion to approve payroll. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board makes a motion to approve payroll paid on Friday, on February 1st, 2024, in the amount of $9,163.24, and payroll paid on February 2nd, 2024, in the amount of $178,066.43, and payroll paid on February 16th, 2024, in the amount of $189,206.03 for a total amount of $376,435.70 as an outline in the attached exhibits from check numbers 69958 to 70010 and electronic vouchers from 173-2024 through 326-2024.
So moved on the motion, and I would applaud you for separating the two. Makes us more able to look at them individually and look at ours.
Could you hand that to Lindsay? That's page 2 of Jeff's.
Okay.
Thanks.
I so moved on that. I'd ask you if there's any questions.
I have.
Yes.
Conversation. So I want to know when we are going to have everyone on a time clock. System.
I will cover that here shortly.
Okay, then
yep.
I'm ready to vote.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, we got to get a second.
I'm sorry.
We got a second.
No, we didn't. Oh. For you to ask.
Oh, I'll ask for a second. Sorry.
Oh, second.
A long day.
That's okay. Jim.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Mike.
No. All right. Moving on. Anything else for us?
Nope. That's all.
Awesome, Mr. Mazur.
Thank you, Chairman. The first resolution I have is 2024-016, obligations approved by the Township Administrator between the period of January 23rd, 2024 and February 20th, 2024. Whereas the Board of Township Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township, in accordance with Section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code. And again, the period is January 23rd, 2024 through February 20th, 2024, in the amount of $148,771.75.
So moved on the resolution. I'll ask if there's any discussion. Hearing no discussion, I will ask for a second.
I will second.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Jen?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
I'm going to do these on our turn. The next resolution I have is Resolution 2024-018, approving 160 hours of injury leave for Officer Troy Hale. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 160 hours of injury leave for employee Troy Hale for the period of 2/11/2024 through 3/2/2024 for Article 24 of the Employees' Collective Bargaining Agreement.
Has all documents been fulfilled and all legal standing?
Yes, sir.
With hearing that, I would make a motion to move on the resolution, and I would ask for discussion or questions.
Question, Mr. Chairman.
Did he not come back to work, or is this the same?
Same injury.
So he's still on the same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyone else?
No.
Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
I would ask for a roll call.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you, John.
Next resolution, 2024-011, approving the use of ARPA funds to purchase two speed limit signs for the Township Police Department. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, approves and authorizes the appropriation of ARPA funds not to exceed $33,000 specific to the purchase of two solar digital speed limit signs with trailers for the Franklin Township Police Department. And you will also see an attached exhibit as well.
The resolution as written, and I ask if there's any comments or questions.
This is just how there's been a resolution, okay. Then another resolution, then another resolution. So I just want to include all those.
Gotcha.
So
this is the main one.
This is the one, yes.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Is there any other questions? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Hearing the second, I would ask for a roll call vote, please, ma'am.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you, John. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Mr. Mazur.
Now, Chairman, I wanted to bring this up with the board before I read this. This is a resolution, an agreement, or an approval from the board during a past executive session. And it pertains to the settlement of David Woody, a former police mm-hmm. officer. So this resolution is 2024-017. It's a resolution approving the insurance payment settlement with David Woody, a former police officer. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, approves and authorizes the settlement with David Woody, a former township police officer, in the amount of $25,000 to be paid, and I accentuate this, to be paid by the Ohio BWC, an additional $100 settlement agreement fee is a responsibility of the township. This settlement alleviates the township of any future medical claims for the former employee, and you have the agreement attached. And I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have regarding this.
I'll make a motion to accept the resolution as written, and I will ask if there's any comments or questions. I think most of them have been answered in executive, and with hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you, John.
The next item, it's actually open for discussion. If the board is comfortable with it, we have a resolution prepared. It deals with the village of Valley View that they would like to separate themselves, for lack of a better term, from Franklin Township and be their own entity. They have sent documentation to the Franklin County Board of Commissioners. I received a letter from Franklin County Economic Planning and Development asking for the position of the board as to whether they're agreeable to letting Valley View separate from the township and be their own government entity. I know the board asked me the tax revenue implications. It would be, the Valley View is paying the township $4,568 a year in property taxes.
$4,568.
That came from the Franklin County Auditor's Office.
Okay. So there's a couple different issues here. I don't know, obviously, if we say yes and that we agree that they could go, it's going to go past. It'll pass. If we say no, who knows how it goes. But one of the things that, as a long-sitting trustee, that we've had with Valley View, originally we used to do their fire as far as we would get paid X amount of money to cover them. We now currently run in there still because we have mutual aid, but Columbus gets a portion. Chief, what do we get? Do you know off the top of your hand how much we get from Valley View?
I do not.
Okay, so
it
I'm thinking...
It's supposed to be so much per run, but I don't, I've never seen any income from.
So one of the biggest things moving forward that would concern me as a trustee is if we were to put a township-wide levy on where basically a yes vote would mean that anyone that is annexed into the city from point A to point B or to current would be statutorily paying our taxes too. That means like the casino, any business departments, all the places that our property is being ate up, they would still pay our property tax. You know, simple math, we would end up obviously paying less. I don't know what the numbers would be. One of the things when we did this once before, Valley View was very upset because what Valley View pays now is practically nothing to Franklin Township. However, with them being a village, you know, being Valley View, if this goes through and we vote and the township-wide levy is successful, then they would be responsible for paying too what we pay per house, not what they pay per house. So they, what they pay in their property tax per house is way off from what we pay per mill or however you want to add it up. So in voting on this, we would need to know, would we want to cut that slice of the pie off? And if we do, the more fish you have in the pond, the cheaper the rest of the township pays, because we have a $10 million budget. It's not a windfall if this goes through. It just means that everybody else pays. There's more fish in the pond, and everybody pays less. If we cut that section off, which, Chief, how many homes would you say is in there? 150?
Right there. Yeah.
So even out of 150, if it, you know, if you even said it was $1,200 per household that we would gain times 150, it still is a significant amount. So we would have to look at the financial gains and losses if we say yes, that we want to sign this and let them just go on their way and be in the township, out of the township, and be their own village.
I think they're creating their own township too, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which that also adds to another criteria that we must think about that most
village.
People may not think about.
Village.
Yeah, village.
You're seeing nowadays, which we've never seen before, where some villages as well as municipalities are annexing each other back and forth. Do we want to leave the back door open for later for the opportunity for Franklin Township yet to lose more property to another entity?
Mr. Bubbs, do you have anything on it?
Yeah, you guys. I have to rely on you, both of you guys. I'm new this year. I tried. I was one that asked about the tax question. That was the one that came to my mind, that I wanted to know a figure of how much tax revenue we would lose. I knew John had been here for quite some time, and he would be able to answer this. I did sit in the audience and have seen things come across about Valley View, but I'm going to listen to the discussion and make up my mind as we go along. I think what you're saying, I do understand, but basically what you're saying hinges off of the fact that we get that passed.
Correct.
And if we don't get it passed, is it nothing ventured, nothing gained? Is that
right? So one thing's for sure, if we kick the field goal, we're going to tie the game. But yet, if we go for the, if we run it in and we get a touchdown, we win the game. Meaning this, if we do, if at this point, if we say, no, we're not going to allow that, we still have time by November to talk about and see about putting a township-wide levy on the ballot. And then the people would vote, and every levy that we would have, or it depends on how we do it, which way we do it, police and fire, etc. If we start off with just fire, then everyone would pay their fair share,
okay,
including anyone that is annexed into the city. Any property since 2002, I believe it is, or 2004. I can't remember the exact number. So if we vote, yeah, go ahead and do it, we cut off our nose to spite our face, because that would be potentially, it's been in the township for so long. In my opinion, what the township residents have paid, they have not had to. As the chief alluded to, they're supposed to be paid per run. They don't even get paid. I think also Mr. Stevens should have been paid on things, and it takes forever to get paid when they ask us to do things, and et cetera. So if we are able to do, it's up to the people. If the people say, yes, we want a township-wide levy, it benefits all the people that have carried the burden all these years. It gives them some relief, because everyone's going to pay their fair share. If we say no to it, go ahead and be your own entity, now we look at who has the trump cards. Could they potentially annex some of our properties? And that would be up to the county commissioners if they apply to do that. Now you're giving another entity an opportunity to yet eat up the township for their growth.
That I would make sense.
Yeah, I will make a motion that we table this for further discussion.
Mr. Chairman, if I can, is there a time frame that we have to have this back?
They would like to have it, of course, as quickly as possible.
Okay.
But they also understand that we're having this meeting today.
Gotcha.
And that we need a decision. If we don't get a decision, then it'll have to be carried to the next meeting.
Okay, I just didn't want it to then make a no reply to us as a...
No, I'll be coordinated with the Board of Commissioners and the Franklin County Economic Planning.
Sure.
And explain to them we need more time to digest this.
Because it is a big, in my opinion, as a trustee, giving up any portion of Franklin Township makes a huge difference. Do we give up any lane miles?
No, because we still have our section up above.
Gotcha.
In Valley.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yep. Mike, you good on that?
I am.
All right. I would ask for a second on the motion to table.
I will second.
Okay. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you, Lindsay.
No problem.
Miss Justice. Mr. Mazur, looks like you got a few more things.
I know the board, the last time we talked about this ransomware cost for the township with our IT consultant, the $1,400 initial cost is just labor to install the software on all the township computers.
Mm-hmm.
Then the additional $75 is just a monthly service fee to have the ransomware on all the computers. I have talked to other administrators. Some say yes, some say no. So it's pretty much just something that trustees decide is just an expense that they want to incur. I don't think we've had any issues in the past with all the firewalls and the software protections we have now, where we've encountered any issues. But again, those are the expenses for the ransomware.
Do we have, Mr. Chairman, if I may?
Yep.
Do we have any assurance? Let's say, for instance, I have, and I talk in tangents, and I apologize because sometimes stories make it understandable. I have insurance on my car.
Sometimes.
I have the choice to take liability or full coverage.
Right.
I have full coverage. Somebody hits me, they don't have insurance, my insurance covers it. We take this this additional ransomware and we get something. What are we going to get anything out of it? Are they going to help us recover?
No, it's just this software that
it is what it is.
Yes. It's not like what is it, LifeLock or
right? Yes. Well, no. I didn't know if like my insurance, if someone hits me, they don't have insurance, they cover my car too.
Good question. That's a good question.
Because if we're going to be paying $75 a month plus the extra additional fees, are someone selling us something out of fear, but yet they're not going to put their name behind it or help us in any way to, as an IT company, they have the ability to help us real quickly recover or stop a ransomware.
It's more of a preventative measure. And to be honest, without going into a lot of detail, we are contemplating a possible change in vendors anyway.
Sure.
So my opinion would be, my input would be, no, I don't think that's an expense right now that the township should absorb, especially since we're looking at maybe an alternative.
Yeah, I think I've got AAA as a preventive measure, and if I need it,
at least it pays off.
Yeah, exactly. If I don't need it, you know, I get it.
Yep.
But I'm just shocked that someone's going to sell you something that you presumably need, but yet then, well, if you get it anyways, there's nothing we can do. The only other thing that I can think of that would be the same as that is getting the flu shot.
Well, let's not even go down that road. Just
you may get it, you may not.
Let's not even go down that road. That's too slippery. Anything else? Thank you for the update.
Oh, yes, sir. There's, you know me.
I know.
Quite a few items.
I know.
The next one is a liquor license approval for Fairweather's Cafe, LLC. The chief, actually, they sent some additional documentation. The chief of police looked into this, and he found no violations, no problems with this company whatsoever. It's at 3747 Trayview Road in Columbus, Franklin Township. But yes.
Are they moving it, or they are just
change of ownership?
It's just a typical name change.
I got you.
I think they're adding cafe to it.
Yes. That's very good.
I know where it's at.
We know your strengths.
Hey. I said I know where it's at. I drive past it on my way home every day.
Next, I have two motions. One motion is...
Do we need to approve that and a vote?
Yeah, we need to.
Motion to approve, yes, sir.
Yeah, I will make a motion that we approve the liquor license name change.
Sir, being the fact that it's that, do we need to make that a resolution instead so that it has a number to it?
There's no money involved.
But being that the fact that we're passing this for the Board of Liquor, generally something of a status, usually you would want a number behind it so that if you look it up, you have a resolution that it was passed on this date.
But it's a motion. Is it a public record?
Yes.
Is it a public document?
And
is it?
It's a public document.
Both of them are public record. But usually, generally, and we can do it either way, but generally, if it's on the line, it's safe to say if you put it as a resolution, especially because...
But with a resolution, it does not take effect for 30 days.
Right.
And they're wanting this to take effect right away.
Yes.
Okay. Good point.
Yep.
Well, you did pay attention to those classes, didn't you?
I sure did.
We need a motion.
I made a motion.
Very well.
I need a second. Or is there any more discussion? Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
All right. Roll call, please.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Moving on, Mr. Razor.
I need a motion to approve Nicole Randazzo's FMLA. It got her fingers crossed, it'll just be a 2-week period.
I'll make a motion to approve her FMLA for 2-week period. Any questions? Concerns? Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Do we know the dates of when it is starting and when it is ending?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'll have to get those for you. I don't have those.
Can we approve it without it?
Well, let me grab those real quick for you.
Because I need to know for...
That's a good call. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
That's why we're a team up here.
It's kind of hard to approve something without a starting date and end date.
I think it was last Friday.
She was not here at all Friday.
It was last Friday.
It took me 2 weeks, so Friday is a week,
Friday
and then
March.
To next Friday.
Yeah.
The 16th to the 1st?
Yeah, it would be...
And then her first day
her
back would be the 4th?
Okay.
February 16th through March 1st, am I correct?
February 20th until March 4th.
February 20th. March 4th.
So you're continuously for the period beginning on February 20th until March 4th.
Right.
Okay, so then she was out the 16th and the 18th, or the 16th and the 19th.
No, 19th was a holiday. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is she here on the 23rd? Or today is the 22nd? No,
the 16th?
I'm sorry, Steve.
No, just give me the dates.
Okay, I make a motion that we approve her time from February 20th through March, what was that last March date?
March 4th.
March 4th. Any discussions?
Yes.
Okay.
So the February 20th, was she here Monday or?
Monday was a
holiday.
Was a holiday.
So that's where that's coming in. She was
yes.
here Friday then, the 16th, correct?
No.
She didn't start her leave. She's not asking for leave on the 6th.
Right.
Her FMLA is approved starting the 20th.
The day after the holiday.
So be.
All right. No more discussion. Got a second. Can we have a vote?
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
I have another motion to approve. We have part-time help. Terry Newsom. She'll work as a contract employee for the time that Nicole's out. So she'll be a 1099 employee.
I'll make a motion to accept that with the contingencies that is done when Nicole is back. Any discussion, any questions, any concerns?
Do we need to state rate or anything of that nature?
Oh, yeah, she's being paid $20 an hour for the time she's here.
Or as I said, I didn't know if that needed to be on that.
Yep. It's been a long day.
Yeah,
for
it
all
has,
of them.
It has been.
All right. Any other discussions?
The last one is
we have to go for a vote.
All right.
Can I have a vote on that? Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Okay.
Floor is yours.
Now you're good.
The last thing is we have basically outdated COVID policies. In fact, Robin and I were going through them the other day, and I was kind of baffled. There's like 6 or 7 policies the township has for COVID. And what I'd like to bring to the board next meeting is rescinding all of them.
Okay.
Nobody has a COVID policy anymore. Mm-hmm. And like I said, if I could bring that to the board the next meeting, we're just going to rescind all of them and be done with them.
Are we
Sounds
in
good.
Now, or is that something that has to happen?
We have to have a resolution written on it.
I would have to go back to my office and grab them all.
That's okay.
But we...
Yep.
The next meeting would be great.
Moving forward, anything else for us?
That's it, sir.
Thank you. Moving on to new business. this is township-related matters, including policies and procedures. I would like to make a motion addressing the corrective measures, improving the operations of the township. First one would be the police department will be implementing the use of a time clock and a payroll system that is satisfactory to the fiscal officer and the township trustees. Number two, a time clock and payroll system approved by the fiscal officer and township trustees will be mandated for bargaining unit employees within the fiscal department and administrative staff to be effective March 1. All employees are, number three would be all employees are to read and sign acknowledging they have received an updated employee handbook, including the updated policies and procedures and needs to be signed and brought back by April 1 of 2024. Strict adherence to the policies and procedures related to the purchasing or purchase orders and resolutions. We will be strictly abiding by all the processes and regulations that is directed to the two department heads we have here today. Department heads are responsible for maintaining accurate payroll, leave hours, leave requests, including compensation time, sick time, overtime, and vacation time. All department head, number six is all department heads will be maintaining copies of any and all paperwork related to their department's operation, including payroll reports, leave requests, purchase orders, and maintenance records as examples. Failure to abide by these directives from the trustees will result in the appropriate disciplinary action. These are the first steps the trustees are taking to ensure the residents, the township's commitment to be fiscally responsible to you folks with their tax dollars. With that being said, I would ask for a second on the motion.
I'll second.
Well, I was going to see if there was a discussion.
No discussion. We've discussed this in executive sessions. I'm just saying.
I wasn't going to have a discussion.
Sorry.
No, I was just waiting for.
No, we're not. Any discussion?
It's okay. He
seconded it.
He's good.
Okay.
I was just going by what we normally.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry. I just read
a lot. No, that's okay. I didn't have.
I figured we discussed it all in the executive sessions, and I would ask for a roll call vote.
Jim?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Mr. Mazur, this is what I was speaking with. Can you make sure that you get with Chief Smith and make sure that he reads this and please sign off on it? Have him sign off on it?
I'll have all the department heads sign off on the document, yes.
Thank you.
Because I'll need to go into further discussion with the trustees on how this wants to be implemented and the tolerance level of the trustees as well.
Yeah.
I think tolerance level is spelled out.
I think it's pretty spelled out.
But let's go ahead and have a discussion.
Tolerance is zero.
Okay.
You do it. This is not no ifs, ands, no buts anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, we shouldn't be having these discussions, but we have to. And I'm speaking for the board, but I'm speaking for myself. I'll assure you, you're going to see changes in this township. And you're going to see pushback in this township. And that's okay. We are in agreement with what needs to be done to correct this ship. What you have seen so far in the media has just been a snippet of things to come down the pike. So we want to get out and get ahead of some of these things, and this is what these implementations are today, is to get ahead of them and to move this township forward for you folks. We are held accountable for the tax dollars that you pay. And if we're not making corrective measures to correct the issues, then shame on us. We should be held accountable. But I think we have had several, this board, including Lindsay and Mr. Mazur, has had several discussions. We've met several times, and we still have many more meetings to go. That's why I did not ask for discussion. I thought it was just said, but it has been a long day. We have been in meetings all morning. I'm not making excuses, but there's going to be different changes. Some of you have seen the changes of today. We took questions first. That will be up front from now on. We will be taking questions at the beginning of the session. And then we'll be moving forward from there to take care of business. But just stay tuned and rest assured that every one of these claims, every one of these findings are being taken seriously by this board. With that being said, I would opened up the floor to Mr. Fleshman.
Okay. The only thing that I had alluded to earlier was I wanted to update people in regard to the money back area and with the issue with the Tittle company that was wanting to put in the units. I forget how many people. If I may ask, how many people were there that units? How many units were they wanting to put up?
216.
Oh, okay.
216? And so we pretty much understand where we're at with that. I wanted to talk briefly about the bus station. The update on that is really not a tremendous update, other than I believe March 5th is when it's going to go to court. Some of you may have got the video where you have someone that is pulling a suitcase up the driveway, looking in windows and cars, mm-hmm. and as they come up the driveway, they're taking their coat off, so they have a safety vest on, and they look like someone from the city or municipalities. So be aware if you see someone like that coming up. There was a great video that went around that that happened in the Lowell Drive area of a person doing that. So fortunately, mm-hmm. No one was home or no one answered the door, and however the person was going to portray herself. So it's out there, so just be careful. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Fleshman. I do apologize again not for asking for any discussion on the other one.
That's okay. I had no discussion. I just okay.
Mr. Blevins, do you have anything for us?
I do. So I want to say thank you to all the taxpayers for sending us to the Ohio Township Association yeah. Conference. I want you to know that your township was well represented. All three trustees were there all 3 days. Your fiscal officer and assistant fiscal officer was there, and Nicole from the front office was there. And Jim, I didn't run into you. Was you able to make it or not? You were the only one
yeah,
that
I seen.
And I'm not gonna lie, you know, I
seen
just didn't
Jim
see
there.
You. So it was money well spent by the taxpayers. We were like little pinballs bouncing off of one another. You cover this one, you go cover that one, annexation, meetings. And it was, especially for a first-time trustee, it was very fruitful to help me get along in becoming a better trustee for you guys. And then I just want to go over, I've been in office for 53 days. And I want to just go down a quick list. It's going to take less than 5 minutes of some of the things that I've accomplished, and I have a reason for it after the end. So I've been to Ray Avenue 5 or 6 times to observe the school traffic report, illegal dumping that was reported in the homeless camp. I've sat in on a BWC update meeting with Steve and the fiscal officer. I'm working with the road superintendent on getting street signs throughout the triangle. We have 7 streets that don't have street signs. We're working together. We've reached out to the DOT. It's their responsibility, but I spearheaded with Jim information, and we're working on that. I observed and attended a fire and a police roll call shift. I went to both the fire and the police department and just observed a change of guard, more or less, roll call. And it was very enlightening. I have observed the Wellness Wednesday program myself. This is a great one. I received my first dead skunk in the middle of the road call. So I got a call. I didn't know what the policy was, so I drove there and I called Nicole, and she said, well, if the skunk's in the road, it's our problem, and if the skunk's on the side of the road, it's their problem. So I called her back and said, we have a problem. We have a dead skunk in the middle of the road, and road department took care of it. So great job there. I also sat down with the fiscal department to learn how payroll was processed. Timesheets, time cards, things like that. I worked with a resident on Richter Road concerning the quarry at the end of her road. I attended a block watch meeting. I'm working with my work with the police department on the speed limit signs that we passed today. The township had a savings of $3,000 that I've done. I'm going to say here today that Not all three trustees do their job the same, so we all carry the same amount of weight when it comes to things that get done. My, I'm going to call it managerial township trustee, whatever it is going to be different than other ones. But my word and what I do weighs just the same as everybody else. And so I don't want to be questioned about things that I ask to be done. And so I'm letting it be known now. I'm not going to have another trustee make a phone call and oversight of things that I do. We are all working together. We promised you people, when we all came together, when I ran as a trustee, the thing I heard, mostly from you, ma'am, you asked me, can we all work together? And I still want to do that, but it takes more than one.
Oh, yeah.
It takes three people to work together.
Oh, thank you.
And so I'm just letting it be known, a little bump in the road, and I'm not going to put up with it. And this is how I conduct business. I come straight to the people, and I let you know what's going on. Now, I've been very nice about it this time, but it won't be that way the next time. And that's all I have to say. And thank you for letting me be a trustee.
I think I can tag team off of that real quick. I don't want to take time because I already spoke, but I think we are working well as a board, but also as your administrative staff, fiscal officer of this township. I have the utmost confidence in this group of people to help steer this township in the right direction. And thank you for allowing us to set up here. That being said, meeting's adjourned.